7B. Confessions of Georgia Nicholson.
Friday, July the 2nd.
Georgia didn't go to school today because she had to tidy her room and make herself ready. Suddenly, her mother comes home.
11 a.m. In my room tidying when I heard the front door open. If it was a burglar, I only had Mum's tweezers to defend myself with. Where was Angus when you needed him? I hadn't seen the mad furry thing for hours. 11:02 a.m. Not burglars, it's something much worse. It's Mum, and she's not alone. She has Jim the decorator with her. Oh, fabulous. My mum is having an affair with a builder. Also, she is older than him. Also, I already have a dad, who is bad enough, but better the dad you know than the builder you don't. They went into the lounge, so I crept downstairs to see if I could hear what was going on. I put my ear against the door, but I couldn't quite hear. I pressed my ear quite hard up against the keyhole. I heard Jem say, "This is the door that sticks. I'm going to..." And that's when he opened the door and I crashed into the room. Noon. In bed. I had to pretend that I had fainted. I lay on the floor until Mum put something disgusting, smelling salts, under my nose. I thought my head was going to come off. I sort of pretended that I was all confused and that I'd felt ill on the way to school. Mum made me come to bed with an aspirin. Soon after, I heard the door slam. Mum came up.
I just took an hour off to discuss the final details about the lounge with Jem.
I said, "He's taken about 100 years to decorate one room. Libby thinks he's our new dad."
"Don't be so silly. Why would you think she thought that?"
I said, "Because she calls him my new dad." Mum ignored that and went on.
"Well, I must get back to work. Are you sure you will be all right?"
I said, "Oh, yes, I'll be all right. Will you be all right?" I said it meaningfully, but she didn't know what I meant. Minutes later, she came back into the room and said,
"Georgia, I know that you like a bit of drama, but I'm afraid that Jem and I are not having a passionate affair."
I said, "Oh, what is it then? A really lukewarm affair?" She sat down on my bed.
"It's not any kind of affair. Look, love, I really, really miss your dad."
And it was horrible because her eyes were all leaky. I said, "You can't miss his moustache." She said,
"No, I don't miss that, but I love him, don't you?"
I said, "He's all right." She kissed me.
"I know you do love him. You're just moody and someone has to suffer. But never mind. We'll be seeing him soon."
Then she left. God, I can't stand this having to talk about grown-ups all the time. I do wish my dad was here. Then I could forget all about him. 4 p.m. Robbie will be here in half an hour. I'd better just go to the loo again. I've only been 10 times in the last 10 minutes. I hope I'm not incontinent. I'll have to wear big nappies. Robbie will never stand for that. If he gets famous, he won't want a girlfriend who wears nappies.